Today's 359 is sponsored by PlayerUnknown's Battleground Mobile. PUBG Mobile is an on-the-go battle royale at its greatest, with eye-popping graphics, super smooth gameplay, and a variety of exciting play modes. Download the official mobile version of PUBG for free. Go to your Android or iOS app store and type PUBG Mobile. And collect a special reward using the promo code HOLZBZX9C. Code also listed in the episode description. Play now!
Welcome to the 359. I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Joni Salzman.
I'm Shara Tipkin.
We're a little more than 24 hours fresh from Apple's event in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, where Tim Cook announced a new iPad Pro, an update to the MacBook Air, and a new Mac Mini. So let's start with the iPad Pro. There's some pretty big changes there. Shara, you were at the Apple event yesterday in beautiful Brooklyn. what were some updates that we should know about with it?
Sorry. the kind of the biggest changes that we saw on the iPads this time was they're getting a lot of the iPhone X technology. So the screen is stretching across the entire front of the device. There's no home button anymore. You use Face ID. The Apple Pencil was redesigned. And now instead of charging it, you know, sticking it down through the bottom of the iPad charging port, wirelessly charges. It's like magnetically.
Press on top.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, oh, great. Now I know where to put this thing.
The way it should have been from the beginning. Yeah.
I saw that it's USB-C now, too. So what? If you want to listen to music,
you're done. Oh, yeah, you can carry four. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Like the headphone fragmentation. Like the new MacBook Air still has a headphone jack. Mm-hmm. The new iPads don't have a headphone jack. And so it's USB-C headphones. But Apple doesn't make USB-C headphones. And then your iPhone is still Lightning. And then there's AirPods. So basically, like, you're carrying a lot of stuff with you all the time.
It's a dongle world out there.
It is.
next up, the MacBook Air now gets an update with Touch ID, and it's also $200 more. The only thing I was really geeked out about was the T2 security chip. Which it has Touch ID now, and like it's encrypted on that security chip, and it also disables your microphone now when the lid is closed. But I'm also a security nerd about stuff.
Yes,
so
that was like definitely not the most exciting thing about this computer. they finally did what everybody's been wanting for literally years, which is a Retina display in this thing. Like, I think we've been like, I mean, as long as I've covered them, I've been writing like, please. People want this. So they finally did it. You know, they have different colors too. I think there's a rose gold version. You know, it's thin, it's light, it's, you know, there aren't as many ports, so you're not going to be able to use like an SD card. There isn't regular USB. It's USB-C. There is the headphone jack, but and they also have a new redesigned keyboard, so we'll see how that works, because the previous ones, there's been a lot of problems with them. There's been lawsuits. They're replacing all of them basically for free if you've had issues, because if one key with their butterfly mechanism, if one key gets sticky, you have to replace the whole thing. So I don't know if this will solve that, but it'll be interesting to see when like Dan and people play with these.
I'm disappointed they didn't bring out the manila envelope again, just to hey, look how thin this is.
This is a smaller manila envelope.
I'm also like, I don't really know like if they can even get thinner than that. I mean, I don't know what are they going to insert it like in between paper?
But then how do you charge it? It would have to be like a wirelessly charging
computer,
which
iPad
would take
Pro.
3 days to charge. Yeah. So I think at this point it's probably as thin as it can be, but I think people were really, really wanting this. Kind of the downside is it's more expensive than the old MacBook Air. So instead of $999, which is kind of like the sweet point for like students and businesses too, you know, obviously we have them. I think that $999 is really great. So $200 more than that, it's, you know, it's not insane, but it's more
is more with Apple.
And then, you know, the smallest news of the day, the Mac Mini getting announced, that tiny computer's first update in 4 years now starts at $799, $300 more than its previous model. And we were talking earlier, and you said this was pretty much expected from Apple. It hasn't been updated in a while, and this was supposed to be coming?
Yeah, I think people were hoping for this. It's, you know, it's a popular computer. It's kind of the cheapest computer you can get from Apple. And, you know, no, It is like the last computer where you have all the ports now. Mm. There's, you know, there's an Ethernet port, there's regular, the old USB, which right now I don't remember what it's actually called, but whatever, the regular USB, normal USB.
That everybody uses.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this will end up being pretty popular.
All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. If you liked what you heard, check us out on CNET. I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Joni Salzman.
I'm Shara Tipkin.
Thanks for listening.